Okay, so Chavish and the
Kehil Perik Gimel Mishnah Gimel.
Chavish Rikva Ve'Asa B'Zefes. Okay, let's see the Rab right away. Chavish Rikva B'Moitzei Zayis. Okay, so we have a Chavish. Here we have a picture on the bottom. B'Moitzei Zayis. Okay, a big hole. U'tahar V'Tahara. Kishachazo Yasa B'Zefes. So here it shows a picture. M'tikineh Sanekev. You made it, you masakin it with Zephyr. That's what it shows in the picture. Okay. The Kabbalah Stumma Mikhail Haba. Now, Chazav Nishbra, the Shvadim Harvey. Now it breaks. Okay, that's the next picture. Okay, there is no picture. No, here it is. No, there is no picture. Is there? No, here it is. Chavis, look at here. Show us. Sha'asa B'Zephyr, Mishbra B'Chavis, Sha'asa B'Zephyr. Shvadim Harvey. And let's see. The broken piece which has a zephes, it holds a revius and it's sitting without any support. Tame. It's still tame. We're dealing with a very large barrel that's machzekes meloig viatsa asking them. It's not like they're in perkindalel. Meloig viatsa, the shear that you need to be left off from one leg, which is four multiplied by four. The at subvius the alpha pishain steam wireless lenekef haba liachar shira. Either we have a rule that if you have a steam, it doesn't help for nekef which comes after it breaks. Shani hach steam shnases koidem shabitul shenklinena. It's grandfathered in. Since the zephes was applied to the barrel before it broke, that steam is valid. That steam is going to save it, and that it's mekabel tama. The chavish nekva, shame chavish olecha. After a chavish that broke, the chavish nekva, shame chavish olecha. The shame chavish after pishet tahara, avol cheres. Ha perish min chavis, but cheres that's perish min chavis. Bottle shem kli me'olav afal pish lo nikif lefich emuel la stima b'nekev shlok. Okay, let's see what's going on. Okay, I really know what's going on. Let's take a look at the picture. Okay, look at the picture. Chavis shasa b'zevis nishra v'cheres shasa b'zevis. You have a chavis and you have a cheres. Okay, so here we have a.
Isn't it the same thing? It's one thing that used to be, it was a chavish asa b'zavis, and nishbar v'cheres asa b'zavis.
Let's see the picture. Maybe the picture will clarify. Here we go. Here, let's just see. Chavish cheres hamichilam b'loig v'yatsa. We're starting out with the chavish. Okay, chavish of cheres. So he's saying over these two things together. It's a chavish that's made. It's a very large. That's made from cheres, and it's very large. It holds from a loig v'yatsa. Okay, so it's massive. Now, the rule generally is if you have a barrel that breaks, in order for the broken piece, the nishbara, tchila, if it broke originally, or meichel hachelik shenishbar revius, harezen mekabel tomo kedin gistera. This was what we learned in the previous parak, that a chavis that breaks, if you're starting out with something which holds a loig in the beginning, then the gistera, in order for it to continue to be mekabel tomo, it must at least hold a revius. Okay, that's what happened over here. That's a normal case. This is chazara from the previous parak. A chavis that's very large. It at least holds the size of a loik, which is four times a revius, which broke, and the broken piece holds at least a revius. It remains tamei. But it's not what happens in this. Over here, this new parak. So we're teaching over here a new chiddush. In this case, before it broke, nikva tchila. It broke originally. The asub is zephes, and you smear the hole with the zephes, chazulios kli, and now it shatters, and the broken piece meichel achelik hanishbar revius harezem mekabel tuma kedin gistera hoil since ubok kach mish kli shalem harezem mekabel tuma. But if you did not already smear it, Ain't a royal cabal della for shove in the cabal to manike vafiluk if mosi mask, but get a small hole, even the size of that liquid comes out. It's not roy, kvar in a kli el cheres, So here we just point the other. Let's say this happened. This it went this way. This make an arrow, and then this happened. And now it gets a little teeny hole, and the hole is the size that liquid can enter. Can you take zephes and smear it and reinstate it into this into a kli that's makabel tuma?
No.
Why not? The barrel, but the barrel you can do it to. Only an original barrel you can take zephes and fix it. But once something already is not the original, it's only a gistra, a shoot-off, and then it gets a hole. Once it gets a hole, it's already two strikes against it. You're not the original, plus you have a hole. There's no hope for you. Even if we're going to patch you up, you're not going to be makabel tuma. But if you have exactly the same matzah, where you have a clue this size, with Zephes, there is one way that it can still be good, makabel tuma. And that's if it was grandfathered in. It was complete, it got a hole, you applied Zephes, and now it broke. Now it broke. So even though now this really is identical to this, this is still makabel tuma because its grandfather didn't have the zephes from before. I think that's kli also lemashkin in mekam in mitzvah lios kli ad shdikiv kunis mashkin. That we know, a kli that's made for liquid is only become bone when kunis mashkin. Avle nika kimoitzi mashke adayin kli hu. It's still called a kli. You're just telling us a yisoid. This is very important. The Gemara actually mentions this yisoid. Very important yisoid. A gistera nikev afilu kemoitzi mashke. When we learn the sugya of a utensil that gets a hole, what's the shear for a hole? A shear for a hole is always kimachnes mashke. That's what we learn here. He says kimoitzai. Remember, we learned this yesterday. Here, in order for a kli to be kabel tuma, it has to get the whole size of mashke nichnas. But if you have a teeny little hole where it's only mitzi mashka, so that's it's still makabel tuma. In order for a kli to be, lose the shame, the shem tuma, it has to get a hole the size of kimachnes mashka. Mashka has to go inside. But if mashka goes outside, it's okay. So just says this. He said this thing yesterday also very very quickly in passing. He said this on his what's the lamnis? Why is that a kli that gets a teeny little hole? A teeny little hole. Is it still makabel tuma? But it's leaking. What's the answer? Because since the leak is so small, you can still use this by putting a gistra underneath it, by taking a small saucer and putting it underneath, and the saucer that's underneath will be makabel all of the small little trickle of water which falls out. But when it comes to a gistra, if this thing shatters,
right,
and you're left with a gistra, the halacha is. The halach is the gistera is no longer makabel tuma, even if it develops the smallest teeny little hole of kimoitzi mashke. Why? Because then you would need to bring another gistera for this gistera. And that people don't do. People don't bring a saucer for a saucer. You bring a saucer for a large utensil. So if a large utensil is perforated and it's only a teeny little trickle of kimoitzi mashke, it's still tamei because I can still use it by bringing a saucer to me makabel the delef, the drip. But if the saucer is broken to the point where it's also motzi mashke, you're not going to use the saucer. Because then you would have to go use a saucer for the saucer which is serving the main utensil. And that's ridiculous. Got it? Okay, so let's go back to the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah.
It's too small of an amount for people to want to save or something like that. The keli is too insignificant.
The keli is insignificant, but it has a function. The function is that you're going to use it as a saucer for a larger keli which has a teeny little hole. But if this saucer itself has a teeny little hole, so you're going to need another saucer in order to. It's ridiculous.
Significant.
It's significant. No. Yeah. Okay. So let's see the Mishnah again. Let's say chavis shenikva. Chavis, the home we the Mishnah Gimel again. The Chavis was perforated. Vasa bezefes, and you fixed it, so you repaired it.
Yeah.
Now the Nishbara, now it broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, now Nishma
means you repaired it.
You repaired it with Zephas.
Zephas
pitch.
Pitch, right. Like
the teva.
The teva, formation teva. Oh, this table.
This Noach.
But they use Zephyrs inside and outside.
Outside, right. Only Moshe.
They didn't want him to have to smell. Okay.
I saw an image. You know why they use Zephyrs? Because Zephyrs is a type of ingredient. Forget about the fact that it's machazik. Anyway, the whole thing was an ace that it survived.
Right.
It produces an odor,
right,
which is memayed a person's taiva for noshim.
Okay.
So since all of the achayos were not allowed to mate,
good,
the whole year, and Adam and his family as well, so they had to do artificial things in order to take away their taiva. They shouldn't have a taiva to have tashmish the whole year round, the whole year during the teva. Tol de gazach, tach medrash. Okay. Chavish shenikva vasot.
They should drop.
Chavish shenikva vasot is zefes. Okay, the nishbara, and then it broke. Im yesh b'mokoyim ha-zefes machzik revius. In the mokoyim of the zefes, there is machzik revius. Tanea. Mibnei shloi botal shem kli ne'olah. But cheres nikav aso b'zefes. But a cheres that broke, and you made zefes. Afal pi shemachzik revius to mibnei shabotal shem kli ne'olah. So this yesoid is.
What do you mean im yesh b'makom zefes?
Here, in this portion here.
Yeah.
This small little shtickle.
B'makom zefes machzik revius to me.
Why? Because it's grandfathered in.
Machzik revius to me. Right.
It has to be machzik revius because that's the sort of the previous mission. Yeah. That if you have a chavis nishbara, it must remain with. It must remain with a revius.
It has to be able to mekabel a revius.
If you're starting out with a loig, yeah. Remember, we learned if you're starting out with a loig, with something which is the size of a loig, and it breaks, it's only going to be contains in mekabel tum if it's a significant size. If you're starting out with something that's very small revius, then the size was, remember, to smear enough, to be small enough that you should be able to smear the etzba katan of a child. Remember that?
Yeah.
But if you're starting out, if you're starting out with a revius, if you're starting with a cleat that holds a revius,
yeah,
and it breaks,
yeah,
so the amount that the remaining piece of the cleat, in order for it to be mekabel tumah, must hold enough oil to smear the pinky of an infant 1 day old.
Okay.
But if you're starting out with a chavis which is very large, which holds a revius and it breaks, the part that's left over must be large enough to be mekabel a revius. Starting with a chavis, which is the size of a loig, until this is the previous parak. If you're starting out with a barrel, which is very large, by very large I mean it's between the size of a loig and a saw. A loig is 4 times a revius, all the way until the size of a saw. Saw is 6 lugim. And now you have a leftover shtickel. The only time that leftover piece will continue to be mekabel tumah if it's large enough to hold a revius. And if that gistra develops a teeny little hole, it's tahar. If it develops a hole now, there's nothing you can do to fix it. Even if you take pitch and you try to smear out the pitch, it's not going to work. But if this thing was already smeared with pitch before when it was complete and now it breaks, it's grandfathered in that it's still going to be mekabel tumah. That's only true when it comes to a chavis, but now when it comes to a cheres, cheres nikav, but a cheres that was shen nikav, pottery that was nikav, vaso is zefes, afal pish.
So that's all a chavis. This is a cheres.
But cheres with machmer.
Where's the cheres?
It doesn't show a picture. Doesn't show any picture.
No picture.
It does, but a cheresh nikav, cheresh that was broken, v'asob zefes, and you smeared the hole with cheresh, zefes, afal pi shemachzik revius, tahar, mibnei shabot al shem kli me'elav. It's too late. It's not a kli.
I think chavis has always got the barrels always got holes in them.
No. I didn't say that. Chavis. There's no difference between the chavis and the cheres.
Oh no.
All he means to say is the only difference in the part of the mission we'll read again is when did you do the zephis? See, chavis shenikva.
Yeah.
Va'asab zephis.
Good.
So right now it's the chavis.
Correct.
And it got a hole.
Then it broke.
Didn't break yet.
I'm saying
then v'nishbara.
Yeah.
So now im yesh mokam hazefes amachzak revius tnei v'nish lebatal shem klimelo. However, let's say we have cheres, which really the way the Rav explains cheres is just another word for a chavis.
Oh, really?
It's just because he wants to bring out the he wants to just I don't know that's what he's saying. But cheres, oh no, he does say cheres shen nikav. A piece of cheres.
He did do this zephis.
Shenikav. So this is cheres shenikav. Then the asob zephis. Okay, so this so it's not a barrel. It's a piece of cheres here. Let's take a look at the Rav again. Let's look at the Rav one more time. It's a very hard Mishnah. Chavis shenikva, a chavis that got a hole, b'moitze zayis. Okay? It got a hole the size of a zayis.
Right.
I mean, Mela, we know the rule is when it gets hole size zayis to hard, we know the rule is it becomes tark. Now, when I fix it and I apply zephes, mekabelus to mitumah mikan l'haba. It's not mekabelus mikan l'haba. Chazra v'nishbara l'shvadim harbe. Now breaks to many different pieces. V'oisa shever sheyishbe a zephes machzor revis v'yeshiv shlem mismach, and it can stand without being supported. Tummy. We're dealing with a very large barrel. Shemach of zekas miloig v'atzas kina k'detam perigadil el miloig v'atzas brevis. V'yaf al pi yishen steam milas l'nekev habol yachar shvira. Even though we have a rule that if it first breaks, and then you smear zefes, it's too little, too late. Shiny hach stima. The reason why in this case it's going to be good is because the stima was done when it was still complete. Shiny hach stima shenases koideim shibitel shame klimi mena. Okay?
Yeah.
The chavis shenikva, chavis shenikva, shame chavis alecha. Now, afal pi. It's still called the chavis af al pi shetahara. Avul cheres, that's the side. Avul cheres ha perish mina chavis, bottle shem kli me olav, af al pi shaloi nikev, o lefichach ein wa elis stimosa benekev shaloi. So he's saying a yisoid, he's saying mordek yisoid. What's the lomdis? What's the lomdis that if you have a cheres? That if you have a chavis which gets a little hole, you can fix it, because even when you have a barrel that has a hole, even though right there's a hole in it, so is it usable? Is it functional?
Yes.
No, it's not. It has a hole the size of a zayis. Let's say you have a barrel.
You fixed it, right?
Before you fix it, let's say this is a very very important. This is the yisoid of the Mishnah. He's saying merdik yisoid the Rav. The Rav is unbelievable. He mentioned a few little words. He says worlds. You have the chavis and it gets a teeny little hole. Is this thing still? Is it tar tame? It's tar, because it has a hole. It has a hole the size of a zayis. Once it has a hole, that's it. It's no longer functional. So it's tar. Okay, so it's tar. Is it still called the chavis? Is it still called the chavis?
Yes.
Yeah, it's called a broken chavis, but it's called the chavis.
It's called a barrel.
Can you use it? No, I can't use it. It's like you go to a junkyard and there are cars all piled up.
Is it a car?
It's a car. It's junk. It's a usable thing, but it's a car. It's a shame. A shame car. Chalos. It's a chefsa of chavis. Memela, that has chashivas. What's the chashivas? That it has potential. Has potential to be repaired. If I'll now take, right now it's tar.
Take the zephyr.
But being that it's still called chavis,
right.
If I will take, it allows itself that if I'll now take zephyr and smear the hole, it's been reinstated into a chavis that's makabel tomo. Good? But if I have a chavis and it breaks, it shatters into little pieces, it's no longer a chavis. It broke into 20 pieces. So what do I have? I have 20 pieces of cheres. You go to the junkyard, and there's a hood, and there's a door, and there's a tire, and there's a trunk. Are any of those things called a car?
No.
Nothing. So they're just called broken pieces. So I have here a broken piece of cheres. This broken piece of cheres, once upon a time, came from a beautiful chavis. But right now the chavis is shattered. And I have a broken piece of cheres. And guess what? This broken piece of cheres is a perfect, it's the bottom part. It's the perfect receptacle.
Right.
And now, so is it mekabel tumah? Yes, it is. That's the sugya of the previous parak called gistera, that a broken piece of pottery that came from chavis is mekabel tumah as long as it's the size of a, it's mekabel liquid the size of a revius.
Right.
Okay, now
it gets a hole.
Oh, so let me fix it. I'll take some zevis and I'll fix it. No, once it gets a hole, it's beyond repair. Because what is it? It's not. It's, you can't call it a car. You can't call this a chavis. When it was complete, it was only make believe. It was only secondary. It was only the leftover shever from a chavis. It was just a piece of cheres. Now that it gets a hole, it's totally not functional. Right now, you have the piece of cheres and it gets a hole. What is it? Ask the person. What is this? It's a piece of garbage. It's not a chavis. It's not usable because it has a hole. Oh, you want to repair it? You want to go take a piece of thing sitting out of the garbage and repair it and make it into usable? No such thing. So he's saying that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. The second part of it. Let's read the whole mission again. Now that we got that, you saw you there. Look at the whole mission again. Chavis. We're starting out with a barrel. It's a davar shalem. It's a ganze zach. Shenikva. It gets a hole. So when it gets a hole, what's the halacha?
The halacha is it
that? It's tar. But is it still called a chavis?
Yeah.
It's a chavis. It's a gantzach. It's a broken car. It's a chavis. That's sub and zephis. I repair it. Oh, you repair it. So what's the halacha? It's mekabel tumah. V'nishbara. And now it breaks. Im yesh b'mokayim Hazefes, even though the bottom part, there is a revius, Hazefes machzik revius, so that's the din of Tameya. Or how could it be Tameya, but it has a hole in it? It's grandfathered in. And the reason why the steamer worked was because when you made the steamer, you made the steamer on an object that was choshev, had the shame, chavis. The male of the steamer was moyel, because you did it to an object that was choshev. But it was still called a chavis, the shame kli. But on the other hand, if you have a cheres, which if you have this, but that's not showing you a picture. You have a cheres, and the cheres breaks into 20 pieces. And now I take a little piece on the bottom. So what is this thing called? What is this shtickle called? We have over here a chavis. He's showing you the case. He is showing you the case.
Yeah.
This is the case. Here you have the chavis shenishpura tchila. Now all we have here is, what is this called? Is this called a chavis?
It's called a gistra.
So, and what is the gistra also called? It's also called a cheres.
Right.
Okay, so is this choshev? Is this called a shame kli?
Gistra? Yeah.
No. That's the side of the Mishnah. A gistra is not a shame kli. That is the site. Even though that's a halacha that a gistera is mekabel tuma, as long as it's machzik a certain amount of liquid.
Even if it's machzik the revius,
it's tame. It is tame. But the site is it called a shame kli?
Cheres
shenishbara.
Doesn't say that.
No, I'm sorry. When it says cheres, when it says cheres, that's already one step further.
Okay,
cheres means it was a chavis,
okay,
shenishbara,
yeah.
So it's a gistera,
right.
And a gistera, another word for gistera is the word cheres. Cheres is a code for the gistera.
Shenikev,
which got a hole.
Yeah.
So, but this object does not have a shame kli. You see?
Yeah.
And now I fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I try to smear zephis.
Af
each machzik revius, even though it's machzik tar. Why? When I apply the zephis, I'm applying the zephis to an object which no longer has a shame kli. In this case, I apply the zephis to an object which has a shame kli. I have a chavis, it got a hole. Okay, the chavis is tahor, but it still has a din shame kli. It's still called a chavis. And the male has potential that when I apply the zefes, it's a chashav zefes. And now when it breaks and it turns into a gistera, even though there's a hole in it, it's still good. Because when I put the zephis onto a choshvazach, onto a davar, sheyesh le shame kli. But in this case, the chavis was nishpura. And now all I'm left with are is a gistera, I'm left with a cheres. A cheres doesn't have a din shame kli. Mimele, when I try to apply zephis, it's too little, too late. The zephis I'm going to apply to it is not going to be. It's not going to make any difference. It's still going to be tahar. That's the third of the Mishnah. Good, clear.
Here's the bell.
Next Mishnah. Chavis shenis roya'o. Now, what does that mean? It means it is. Let's look at the picture. Let me look at the picture. It's cracked. You ever have one of those type of kelim at home? It's on the way out. It has cracks. It's just a matter of time until this thing completely can collapse. What do you do? You can't even fill it up. You fill it up, it's so delicate. You see the cracks, it's gonna shatter. You can't fill it with a half of a measure of gregers. So what is halacha? If it's cracked, even though it's still whole on the table, since you know that if you put it, you attempt to put inside of it some dried fig, it's going to crack. It's tahar. What do you do? I'm going to repair it before it breaks. Im tachas achavas bigalolim. I'm going to take galolim. What's galolim? I don't know. Dung. It's dung of animal dung. Okay, that's what it does. Even though the tfana stand becomes strong, even though the only reason why it's being split is because it's been smeared, it's not because of its own internal strength, only because of external forces, it's okay, it's once again makabel tama. Let's a chavis which became weak, to follow biglolim, and you smeared it with galol. So what's galgag? I guess means the dung of animals. Is that what it means?
I can't believe
biglolim, biglolim habakar. Look, ancient times.
It,
yeah, galol habakar means the dung of a bakar.
Yeah.
Delicious. And it now fortifies the wall. Even though I'll be shooting it, now I'll be shooting it with galolim. V'achasim noiflim tmeya. Even though now you remove it, you peel it off.
How do you peel it? Why do you peel it off?
Maybe it doesn't smell good.
You mean you don't need the whole shmear? You just need.
You did it. You smear it with glolim. And then now, let's see. Now the chayis falls apart. Tameya, we'll see. Let's see the Rav. Let's take a look at the Rav. Rav Chavis Shenis Roya'ach. K'may Kaisel Ruah. The word Shenis Roya'ach means it's shaky, like the word, the term, a shaky wall. You have a wall that's about to collapse. The broken piece did not yet collapse. It's very weak. It's so weak. If you will be metaltle it, the chatzi kav gregros besach will fill up with a half of a measure, whatever that measure is, of dried figs inside of it. Tishaver legami will completely break. Utahira heats tahira. Kiramin lekaman beidach perikin. Fine. So that's the halacha. Utefala shetach befanecha. On the befanecha means panecha, it's outside. Biglalim shalayipol hacharesim. And now nishbra shenaf.
Means what?
The broken pieces. The broken pieces should not collapse. Yeah, these parts should not collapse. And now nishbra shenaflu hacharesim. And then what happens? Biglalim, and then it says, "Af apy shu noitel es haglalim v'hachareisim noiflim tmeya shaloi batal shem kli me'olecha."
This is the part we didn't really get. It doesn't say anything on it.
not showing us pictures here. What's going on over here? We have here a chavis, shenis re'aha, which right now is tahira. Utahira he. Oh, he's saying the same. Yes, he's saying the same. He said, "Now, you know, I got it." Acharis and neiflim. Right. Abi yeshu noitil as haglalim. You noitil as haglalim. What does that mean? The acharis and neiflim. Tameh ibnei shaloi batal shame kli me'aleha. Let's read the next part. Nishbara. The debate mimenu, let's contrast it to the next part. If it breaks, the debate mimena charesim, or shahedi charesis, mimakam acher, utfalim ulalim, abi shu neitel aglal macharesim imdim, even if it's still standing, to choyer bimnei shabbat al shem kli milah. Alright, so. Okay, I think I understand what he's saying. What he's saying is, same yisayit. Let me take this picture. Let's do the reverse first. Let's say we have a kli which actually breaks. It actually broke. It fell apart into little different pieces. Right now, each piece is this still called a chavis? It broke. It shattered. This thing now is 10 pieces. Is it a chavis? The barrier, is it a chavis?
In 10 pieces, sure.
No, it's not. It broke. Let's say it actually fell. It fell on the floor.
But it's not.
This already broke into 10 pieces.
Okay,
so you have 10 pieces lying on the floor. Is this called a chavis?
No.
So what is it? It's just a bunch of broken pieces. So when it's a bunch of broken pieces, does it have a shame kli? When I now take cement, glolim, and I glue all the pieces back together. What am I gluing back together?
Pieces.
I'm gluing back together objects which do not have a shame kli.
Right.
So when the pieces come together and it's now glued together, is it mekabel tuma?
No.
Not mekabel tuma. Even when it's complete, even if it's ironclad, it's strong, it can be held together, it's not mekabel tuma because a kli cheres that breaks loses the shame kli. And Menela, it's tahor. There's nothing you can do to bring it back into a din kli. It's garbage. If you take garbage out of the garbage, it's tahor. There's nothing you can do to make garbage into something chashev that can be makabel tuma. So once this barrel already breaks and the pieces fall to the floor, even if you reconnect them with galal to make it into one thing, even when it's complete, it's not mekabel tuma because it lost from itself the din shame kli, and it's no longer a kli. Nothing you can do can bring back its tuma. On the other hand, in this case, the complete opposite. The barrel did not yet break. See, the line's very thin. So right now, and when the barrel looks like this, you see the cracks, but it did not yet fall apart. Is it tamei or tahar? It's tahar, because it's not usable. But, here is the big, big but, even though it's not usable, it's still called a chavis. It did not lose the din, the shame kli. It's not usable. A car in the junkyard. But it's a car. It didn't lose the shame kli. Now when I repair it, when I go and I take gold and I repair it, I have now reinstated its tumma. Let's say now this turns into a gistera.
Right.
It breaks on the bottom. And I'm left with this.
No problem.
It's still mekabel tumma.
Right.
Why? Because when I repaired it, I repaired an object that had a din shame kli. That's the site. Good?
Yeah.
So we'll do this inside with the Rav tomorrow. All right, we got to stop here.
Next question.